Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio. Avui la nostra història és Rapunzel, la nena que tenia un cabell llarg, però molt, molt llarg. Rapunzel. A lonely couple who want a child lived next door to a walled garden belonging to an evil witch. The wife, experiencing the cravings of her pregnancy, is desperate to eat some of the rampion plant in the witch's garden. Eventually, her husband climbs the wall and steals some rampion. It tastes so good that she longs for more. So, her husband returns to the witch's garden. As he climbs the wall to return home, the witch catches him and accuses him of theft. He begs for mercy, and she agrees to be lenient and allows him to take all the rampion he wants, on condition that the baby be given to her when it's born. In desperation, he agrees. When his wife has a baby girl, the witch takes her and names her Rapunzel. She grows up to be the most beautiful child in the world, with long golden hair. When Rapunzel turns 12, the witch locks her in a tower with no stairs and no door. There's only one room and one window. When the witch visits Rapunzel, she stands beneath the tower and calls out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." And the witch climbs up. One day, a prince rides through the forest and hears Rapunzel singing from the tower. He loves her beautiful voice. He wants to visit her, but cannot enter the tower. He returns often, listening to her beautiful singing, and one day sees the witch visit, and he hears her say, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." When the witch leaves, he goes to the tower and says, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." He climbs the tower and talks to Rapunzel. They fall in love. He visits her often and eventually asks her to marry him. Together, they plan a way for her to escape, where the prince will come each night, avoiding the witch, who comes during the day, and he will bring Rapunzel a piece of silk, which she will gradually make into a ladder so she can climb down the tower. One day, when the witch visits and says, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Rapunzel is distracted and remarks that her clothes are tight. The witch realizes that Rapunzel is going to have a baby, and she's very angry. She cuts off Rapunzel's hair with some scissors and leaves her in the forest alone. When the prince calls that night, the witch lets the severed hair of Rapunzel down to let him climb up. When the prince gets into the tower, he's so surprised to see the evil witch, and he jumps out of the window. He lands on some thorns. They're very sharp, and they hit his eyes, and the prince is blind. He can't see anything, and he can't find his way home. For months and months, he wanders the wastelands and the forests of the country, and eventually comes to the wilderness where Rapunzel now lives with the twins she has given birth to, a boy and a girl. One day, as she sings, he hears her voice again, and they are reunited. When they fall into each other's arms, her tears immediately restore his sight. He leads her and their children to his kingdom, where they live happily ever after.